As I travel through life with its trouble and strife, I've a glorious hope to give cheer on the way. Soon my toil will be o'er, and I'll rest on that shore where the night has been turned into day. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, will be free.
All right, I'm having a little bit of difficulty here, but we'll see. For some reason, can you all hear the music? Because I don't think it's on there. I'm having some problems here. Let me see what's going on here. There we go. All right, there's that. Let me get this straight so my audio is not like all over the place. All right, that's loud enough. Something's going on with...
From all pain and all strife, there we shall live in...
All right, well, we'll see what we can do here. I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm going to have Andrew come in here, and he's going to remote check it out here and find out what's going on. So bear with me a few minutes here, and we'll get it straightened out here. That's what happens when you have to move stuff around. That's why we're building the studio out there, because we're moving stuff around and it's just not, it doesn't stay like where it's supposed to be. This stuff is not meant to be like moved around into a lot of different locations. It's supposed to be like sitting and not doing anything. So it's kind of a pain. Let's see. Nothing's being said. Probably driving you crazy here. All the silence. What's going on? I guess I could talk. I hope everybody's doing okay out there in YouTube land. I can't see you right now because we're trying to fix this, but I could, I suppose, on my phone. I could see that if I needed to. But anyway, we're trying to get it figured out here. Something going on. Some kind of... You know, there's always something, isn't there? Always something to mess things up. That's how it goes, right? That's how this life is. There's always something going on. But we'll get it straight here and try to get it figured out and all that good and fun stuff. But I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a good weekend. And hopefully you're in church on Sunday. If you weren't, I hope you find one out there and a good church that's preaching the Bible. And that'll be a blessing to your heart and to your life if you can find that out there. It's so important. God's people are meant to be in a flock. They're meant to be sheep, are meant to be with other sheep. They're not meant to be alone. And that's what God intended for us to be. That's how he intended us to be. That's how he made us. So Anyway, we're trying to get it figured out. What's going on here? I don't know why this thing is dead.
In the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of
it
the
shows that it's coming through. It just doesn't come through the headphones.
How long for the paradise valley where the beauty of heaven...
Let me see. Oops.
Heaven I'll see as no, I roam the hillside or I list to the tide as I pluck the sweet flowers that grow in the dale. A faint picture is there of a land bright and fair where perennial flowers
Andrew's arrows bouncing up and down everywhere.
Up in the beautiful paradise.
So we're working on it, trying to see what's going on here. I don't think anything's disconnected. I can sure check and see.
The wonderful valley will be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the paradise valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. Though your garden is rare, it is not to compare with the flowers that bloom in the garden above. In the midst of it grows Sharon's perfect sweet rose. 'Tis the wonderful flower we love.
Hey, there it goes. Now it's coming through here, but it's not going through. I don't know if you can hear it. Because now it's coming through here. But I don't think it's going to you.
Abide with me, fast falls eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with
trial by error.
Abide.
We'll get it here in a little while here.
Help of the helpless, O abide with me. Swift to its close end.
Boy, folks really need prayer. There's a lot of hurting people out there. I just saw a text, and obviously I won't mention any names, but somebody that we don't know or anything like that.
Pass away.
Some acquaintance of somebody that
change
in their life.
And,
a lot of darkness and deep
around
dark things
I
that
see.
They were facing, depression and discouragement and being down and you know, giving up and they gave up. It's sad. Obviously, none of us know them, but I won't mention the name anyway, just because it's a family, somebody's family situation or acquaintance of the family. You know, so, but it's sad. There's folks that are hurting out there right now, and you know, when you watch it and you see it, it's everywhere. You know, you need to remember to pray for people and reach out to people that are going through dark times, you know. If you notice that, if you see that in somebody, if you see what they're facing and what they're going through, don't hesitate to reach out to them and try to help them. You know, before it's too late. I always try to, you know, since the Lord brought me through depression and things and taught me by that, I've always tried to encourage people that I see that go through that. I know how dark it can be, and I know that God's Spirit is good to us, and when you're saved by the grace of God, you have the Holy Ghost of God to keep you, and, you know, it's just, it's sad to see folks, you know, do that. It's sad to see them, their lives destroyed and the family that they leave behind. You know, that's why if you're hurting and you're in trouble and you're having problems, you know, you need to ask for help. So I don't know if the music, I don't think there's any music playing right now. Maybe it is. Oh, it is playing. You can't hear me. I didn't realize it was playing. Can you hear the music and I just can't hear it? Is that what's going on? I have no clue. I'm so confused right now. I have no idea. I don't know if I'm hearing it, if you're hearing it, or what you're hearing from me. But anyway, I hope we get this straight before everybody bails on me here. And all that fun stuff, right? I want to talk about Ukraine. Let me see if I can hear this from my phone here. See, I got nothing coming through there right now. Oh, there
nothing's
it is.
Nothing's being said. Probably driving you crazy here. All the silence. What's going on? I guess I could
talk. All right, so I hear a little bit then coming from me. And Andrew's trying to get this, navigate through there and get it fixed. I apologize for that. I don't know why it's just watched Threads in 1984 wishing I didn't know. Didn't know. Oh, yeah. That's okay. You can hear me talking. I'm kind of mumbling and doing all kinds of things, but thinking about just some folks that, just a message that someone had posted about something that's very sad. But I think Brother Bicey's trying to get that fixed. I don't know if we're going to be able to get it fixed or not. You know, replug the headphones again. Okay. Out. In. There we go. I put that in the headphone jack anyway. We're working on it, folks. I'm sorry about all the technical difficulties. That's okay. I'm not going anywhere, so I got some time. Before I start really letting her wail here with the topic that we're going to talk about here and the Bible study. See, I'm going to combine this with a good Bible study. This thing about Russia, Ukraine, and all those other things, and we're going to talk about that and figure that out here. Okay, now I got to play this audio to test it. Whoa, that's weird. I hear it through my headphones.
Earth's faint shadows flee.
There it goes.
In life and death, O Lord, abide with me.
I think we got it.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise. And press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Okay, so did you hear that music clearly? And can you now hear me clearly? I'll give it a second here, and you can tell me if that is working correctly now, that you can hear me now, and then... Yes. Error, YouTube is not receiving enough video. Oh, yes, they are. Knock it off. Yes to both. All right. eBay, you know what? They're probably trying to cut me off. That's what they're trying to do. That's what happens when I always talk about stuff. I make people mad. And then when I make them mad, what do? They cut me off.
World, his banner over us is love, our sword, the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquer death
is still our shining shield.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head with truth all gird about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him who overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the host of night in Jesus' conquering name.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Amen. All right. Sorry about the mess. Don't know what was going on with all that, but just some kind of technical difficulties. I hope you can hear me okay. They're saying, oh, it's going to buffer. I don't know why. I have no idea why, except that Satan is probably going to hate what I'm going to talk about, doesn't want me to talk about it, and doesn't want it to come on because, you know, this kind of stuff is really where the truth meter hits, and it really, a lot of people don't like, and the devil doesn't like to have the truth out there about things. So we're going to talk about some of these things, and we're going to get to it here. Lord willing, and I'm sorry that it took so long to get everything working, but I think it's okay. It's saying YouTube is not receiving enough video to maintain smooth streaming. As such, viewers will experience buffering. All right, so maybe we're there, maybe we're okay. I don't know, maybe it's going to fix it. I don't know. We'll just pray and ask the Lord to do it, shall we? Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day. We just pray, Lord, for the bad news that we just heard about somebody, Lord, that I can't mention. It's not anybody that I know, but, Lord, it's somebody else that others are acquainted with and have been friends with for years. And, Lord, we're sad to know that that person took their life. And Lord, we just pray for these end times. Lord, the Bible says that men's hearts shall fail them. And for fear. And Lord, help us to be strong and be with your people, Lord, and help them, guide them and direct them, Lord, and use them. And help us, Lord, to be good witnesses of the manifold grace of God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for seeing us through all of our trials and all of our tribulations, our heartaches, our pains, and our sufferings. Thank you that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we pray that we would spread the gospel far and wide and encourage those that are brokenhearted, that are downtrodden, that are discouraged, that are ready to give up, Lord, that they would continue to fight the good fight of faith. And those that are not saved, Lord, that they'd come to know Christ and they'd know Christ who is to know life everlasting. And Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we'll put some prayer on it here and God will answer that. We know. And he'll take care of us one way or another. Amen. So anyway, I'm sorry that that got messed up. Boy, it's kind of chilly in here, man. I turned the heat off in here. I went for a 3-mile walk. It's the second time I've been for a 3-mile walk in 2 days here. It's been warm enough to be outside and to walk around and not to freeze to death. And it's kind of nice. It's more than kind of nice. It really is a blessing. But anyway, we are going to talk about Ukraine. We are going to talk about Russia a little bit. We are going to talk about these wars and rumors of wars, right? We're going to talk about the two end times duties of Christian soldiers, okay? We're going to talk about those things, and we're going to try to be a blessing to those folks out there that need to hear the truth, and to you, I want to feed you the Word of God here and help you to understand some things. So we're going to get into it here in a few minutes, and I'm going to talk about that. And I know some of you might not like the fact that you know, the first 15 minutes is music and everything. It's something that I do that's different than what some other people do, and that's fine. That's what the Lord led me to do, and I believe it's encouraging to other people to hear some good godly music. It points you in the right direction because you need music. You need good music. God wants you to listen to psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and to sing and to make melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. That's what God wants you to do. That's what we're supposed to do. And I'm encouraged by that music, and God uses that in our lives and our hearts, not just to listen to good preaching, which is important. And the Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So the Bible tells us to do those things, but also, you know, that we're to sing and we're to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So I hope you're doing that in your daily life. I hope that's part of your life. I hope you take time to rejoice in the Lord. I hope you take time to sing hymns to the Lord. I hope you're doing that in the midst of a wicked and perverse nation, in the midst of all the things that are going on right now, that, you know, that you're doing that, that's part of your life and part of what you do. Hang on a second. I'm going to turn the heat on. I also cut my caloric intake down. And when I did that, when you cut your caloric intake, you're always cold, right? For some reason, anyway. But I'm doing some intermittent fasting and a few other things. And anyway, so here we go. These end times duties we're going to talk about, but we are first going to talk about Ukraine and Russia. But let me say hi to everybody. Peter's on here. My lovely wife is on here. Let's see. Angelito is on here. Elijah Morgan, trucking through California. Trucking through the communist land of California. Joe McDonald is still on his farm. Elijah Morgan, we talked about him already. Fabian 22, whatever that means. At least it's not Fabio, because if it was Fabio, that would be gay. I'm just saying. So I'm glad it's Fabian and not Fabio. All right, anyway. Let's see. Carl Winters, Pilgrim Lady, Mary Teresa, who has obviously got on before Carl, expressing her absolute spiritual her spiritual superiority right there, just beating Carl to the punch there to get on there and to say hello. And this will get Carl's goad. Watch, he'll start crying over that in a minute here. We won't even talk about Carl and bacon. We're not going to. Well, I just did. I just did talk about Carl and bacon, but I better keep moving. I better just keep going and not talk about Carl and bacon. I don't want to get into that too much, that Carl doesn't eat bacon. That Carl doesn't eat bacon. I don't want to talk about that too much, so I'll just keep going. Okay. Joey, how you doing? And let's see here. Who else is on here? Andrea! I know Andrea is from Iowa, and I know Andrea eats bacon. She's gotta eat bacon. Gotta. Or sausage. Right? That's right. That's what I'm saying. Christine Sinclair. Not to be confused with Sinclair the dinosaur. Does anybody remember Sinclair the dinosaur, the gas station dinosaur? Remember that? Terry Carter. Let's see. Becca. America. Montesidosa. Whatever that means. Deborah, how are you? Hope you're doing well. That's right. Yep. Joe's on the farm. He's eating bacon. All right, let's see. Let's see here. Hello from California. That's funny. Don't you come on, dude, seriously me. You're the one that doesn't eat bacon. Yes, all of it. That's right. Bacon. That's right. All right. Daryl makes the most of the bacon. That's right. At least Carl still brings home the bacon, though. No, he doesn't eat it. Right? Beef bacon? Come on, man. I grew up in Iowa. I grew up in the Midwest. One does not eat beef bacon in the Midwest. Well, if you could find it, I would eat it, but probably not. Pete, you don't eat bacon either. You know why? It's because of their... Okay, that's it. They're just weird, no-eyed law, weird guys. And I'm going to move on to Ukraine and Russia before I start dropping truth bombs on Carl and Peter. I don't want to drop truth bombs on Carl and Peter. And none of that. Oh, man. If you want to know something that's gayer than AIDS, it is turkey bacon. Turkey bacon has got to be gayer than AIDS. I'm sorry. It just is. Turkey bacon... gayer than AIDS. Just look at it. Just think about it there, and it is. It's just turkey bacon equals, if there was a picture, it would say gayer than AIDS next to it. It just would say that. I'm sure of that. Anyway, I'll just keep moving along. I've already offended the other three people that liked me. And I better keep moving. Come on, Marissa. Nobody likes turkey bacon. Nobody likes turkey bacon. Nobody likes turkey bacon. All right, are you ready? Let's get into it. I'm done teasing everybody. It's 27 minutes into the broadcast. People are going to get mad. They're going to listen to it. And they're going to be like, why isn't he talking about anything yet? Right? And I'll say because... Here's why. Because Carl informed me today that he won't eat turkey bacon. He'd probably eat turkey bacon. He probably would. You know what else he'd probably eat? He'd probably eat like orangutan bacon. That's what he'd probably do. He'd eat like an orangutan piece of bacon. That's what Carl would do. That's what he would do. Orangutan bacon. That's probably it right there. All I know is that now that I've said that, Carl's going to do a video about how bad I am. It's going to come out. It's going to be the next Pastor Cooley is the Devil video because I just made Carl mad at me. So there you go. There's already a list of those. If you look for those, you can find those online. They're everywhere of how bad Pastor Cooley is and how they're going to rebuke me. In fact, Pastor Hoggard just sent me one. He sent me a video and he was laughing. And he goes, see? People hate you, too. I was like, yeah, I know. I know. The Hate Cooley videos are awesome. They are. They get gooder and gooder as time goes by. One guy had me rising up out of the ashes of the Phoenix, and he actually had me with a Pope hat on, and I was, like, rising up out of the ashes of it. Right? So, anyway. All right. Well, let's get to Ukraine and Russia. I want to say a few things. So let me preface this by saying something. Because I'm going to show you some things here. When I get my studio and I get everything done, I'm going to have some really cool stuff in it. But here's what I got to show you first. Just heard somebody knocking on the door. Who is it?
Don't drop the coffee.
It's Grandpa with my coffee. Steven said, I wouldn't like that. It's too occultic. I don't care what people make fun of me about. Are you kidding me? I don't even care. They do it all the time. They've made fun of everything about me. Said I was this, said I was that. All that good stuff. I don't really care. Whatever. I care about what God thinks about me. I care about what God's word says. I do care about what my wife thinks about me, too. I do care about that. But other than that, you know, I'm not really. He posted a picture of me and an orangutan together? My dad brought me some coffee. There, I'm telling you what, Blue Nose has the best cold brew. All right, here we go. Now, let's go. Are you ready? This is rant time. And if I had it, all right, I got. Are you ready for the close up? Here we go. Oh boy, here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? I should have that Michael Buffer. Are you ready? Remember that guy? I should have that because here, are you ready? Because I'm about to explode. This is going to be the portion of ranting where everybody gets mad and says, why are you doing this? Why do you have to talk about this? Why do you have to be like this? Okay, so here we go. Are you ready? Here's point number one. Welcome to You're All Gonna Die, part five. Right? If COVID don't kill you, Putin's gonna nuke you. You're all gonna die. You're all gonna die. Are you happy to hear that? Like every time you open the news up or you open a web browser up or you go to a news report, you're all gonna die, right? Putin's gonna kill you. COVID didn't kill you. Well, Putin's gonna get you. What you gonna do, brother, when Putin runs wild on you? It is the worst episode of wrestling that I've ever seen in my life. Well, one of them. I've seen a lot of bad ones when I used to watch that. I don't watch it anymore, but I can't ever forget that. But here it is right now. You're all gonna die. I mean, it's just it, right? COVID didn't kill you. You still have some life left in you. And by the way, did you ever notice how nobody's talking about COVID anymore? Like it just disappeared? And the new boogeyman is Putin, and Putin's gonna blow the world up now. It wasn't enough that COVID's gonna kill you, right? COVID's gonna get you, right? Well, COVID didn't get you, right? You're not dead yet, so Putin's gonna kill you. Putin's gonna start a nuclear war. Putin's literally gonna blow the whole world up, and that's just how it's gonna be. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. Because he's starting over there. Because you know what? While I'm sitting over here in America, in Northfield, Minnesota, right now. Well, I'm sitting here, and I'm supposed to be super concerned with the border of Ukraine all the way across the world. Enough to start a nuclear war with Putin, right? That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm supposed to believe. That's how it's supposed to be, right? That's what you're supposed to be afraid of, right? Does anybody really believe this? Okay, are you ready? Because I'm going to say a lot of things really quickly. Not just because I'm having coffee, but just because I have to get moving. I'm 20 minutes late. But here's what I want to say to you, okay? Are you ready? So COVID couldn't kill you, right? It didn't. You have some life left in you, right? You got a little bit of life left in you. You're not absolutely depressed, discouraged, dead, ready to give it up. So what do we got to do? We're going to start a nuclear war with Putin. Putin's the next guy. He's going to kill you, right? So he's just going to kill you. That's what's going to happen. Putin's going to blow the whole world up. We're going to start World War III, and Putin's going to kill you. That's what's going to happen. Okay, so we got that straight now. So COVID died. It was buried. It's done, right? Now you can take your mask off, but get ready for the bomb squad. Get ready for the nuclear. You can take your mask off now because you're going to have to hide in a bunker somewhere because Putin's going to blow you up. Right? Do you believe that yet? I mean, has that gone through your head yet that Putin's going to take over the world? And can you believe that our federal government, our government actually got up and accused Putin of wanting an empire? America, who has been in the empire business for a very long time, is accusing Russia of wanting an empire. Are you following me here? So here's Putin all the way over there, right? He's all the way over in Russia. And yeah, by the way, let me help you with something. I am not saying that Putin is a good guy. I'm telling you, in the geopolitical world, there are no good guys. There are bad guys and there are worse guys. Putin is a bad guy, but he's not a worse guy. Joe Biden is a worse guy. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. What we're going to do is we're going to drop some democracy on somebody. Oh, yeah? You don't like the American dollar? We're going to just drop some democracy on you, buddy. You sound like you know what you sound like you need over there? You need some democracy. That's what you need. Now, What do I believe about Putin? Well, I believe he's an Antichrist figure. Do I understand why he's doing what he's doing? Oh yeah, I do. I believe there's a point to what he's doing. Right? Have you noticed? By the way, have you noticed how you see all these Zelensky is like Hulk Hogan, and he's like Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, right? He's like Hulkamania, right? He's like the best guy ever now. Everybody, whoops, I forgot to switch that. Sorry. You're like, what is he doing over there? Let me switch off my big mug here and put it on this. Zelensky is like Hulkamania, right? He's like, this guy is the warrior. All right. I know this is some ranting, but here's what I want to ask you. Who really believes that if Putin didn't want to destroy Ukraine, it wouldn't be destroyed already? Do you really believe that Russia could not destroy the Ukraine if they absolutely wanted to do it? Like, does anybody really believe that? Does anybody really believe the Dancing with the Stars comedian, Jewish comedian, Kabbalistic Jewish comedian, Zelensky? Does anybody really believe that that guy right there is like the ultimate warrior? And that he's holding back, and that he's holding back. And somebody said to me, they said, how does a comedian and an actor get to be president of the Ukraine? Well, how does a wrestler get to be president of the United States? Donald Trump had a shave your head match at WrestleMania, and he was the president of the United States. They're all actors. Ah, Fabian, you just said that right when I did. They're all actors. Right? They are. It's all like a bad episode of the Royal Rumble. It's a bad episode of WrestleMania. Except people really die. Now, let me help you with something. Let's go back. With COVID, people really died. With Russia, on the borders of Ukraine, people really die. There's always an element of truth to the error, to the scam. There has to be. There has to be an element of truth to it, right? In order for it to work. Okay, did you ever wonder, like, how come everybody's so excited right now? Let me see if I can find you this article, all right? Man, I'm going to end up doing a three-hour broadcast, and my pork chops are going to burn at home, my pork steak. All right. Let me do it. Hold on. All right, here we go. What was I looking for? I want to, okay. Okay, over here, MSNBC and all these other people are excited about the Ukrainian government handing out guns, right, and ARs, right? They're really excited about it, and they're like, yeah. Well, have you ever wondered, so today it's cool to have an AR? So if you're in Russia or if you're in the Ukraine right now, it's cool to have an AR. Remember when the government just told us, what do you need an AR for? What does a civilian need an AR for? Oh, I don't know. I guess you kind of showed us why we need an AR, didn't you? If I was the NRA, I'd be like, hey, look here. It's cool to have an AR now. Right? Because what kind of government would ever take over their own people? When would that ever happen? Right? When would anybody try to do that? Hey, I got one. Are you ready? Here's another one. Wait a minute. You can't have a gun in the UK? You can't have a rifle or an AR in the UK? They don't want you to have an AR in America. They don't want you to have an AK in America, but we're sending $350 million over to Ukraine to fight with ARs and high-powered rifles and missiles and everything else? Oh. Well, that's weird. And Sean Penn runs over to the Ukraine to do a video and says, America needs to get behind Ukraine and help them to defeat Putin. And now Putin is like the villain on everything, and like he has been for a while, but he's like the major villain on everything. And everybody wants to demonetize Russia. They want to not let them in any of the markets. They want to starve those Russian people. They want to cut them all down. They want to close their banks down. They want to cut them financially off. They want to put sanctions on them, and they are putting sanctions on them. Isn't it weird how everybody's against that? Doesn't it make you wonder when you're like, how come all these people are against Russia? Like, how come all of them are against Russia? Russia was recently thrown out of SWIFT, right? The banking system. Why is everybody, but they didn't cut off the funds to the oil. They didn't cut off the pipeline of the oil, though. Or the natural gas. Why? Because all of Europe needs Putin's natural gas. Well, isn't that kind of weird? And now Russia's done with, or now America's done with Russian vodka. People are like pouring out vodka and all that good stuff, and which is good. Pour it all out. It's from the pit of hell. Nobody needs liquor anyway. But the point is that you look at what they're doing, right? And doesn't it make you wonder, like, huh? How come all these people want to destroy Russia? And let me ask you a question. I'll give you a scenario. You ready for a scenario? Let's look at a scenario. Let's say you were Putin. And let's say you were mad at America. Right? Well, let's say you contacted the Mexican oligarchs over there and the drug lords and everybody, and you contacted Al-Qaeda. Right? And you just decided to put Al-Qaeda or whatever other CIA op organizations out there, just pick one, whichever one you want. But just a bunch of nomads, let's just say. That were enemies of the state, right? Whatever. Some days they're enemies, some days they're friends, whatever. But you know, get my point. Somebody that hated America, and you put them right on the border in Mexico, and you had them run Mexico. Right? And you had the enemies of America running the border of Mexico. What would you do? You'd be mad. You'd be ready to war. Well, do you think Putin really wants NATO, a NATO country, right on the border of his country, which is an avowed enemy of Russia, NATO? And this puppet, this comedian that rises to office over here, he rises to office and then all of a sudden he's in the office of the president of the Ukraine and he's a comedian? By the way, guys, just because something is scripted and planned doesn't mean people don't die. It also doesn't mean it doesn't affect you and I. Guess what? It affects me. How do I know? Well, I just went to the gas station and it cost me $100 to fill up my truck. That affects me. Now, not as bad as it does them over there who are dying. But it affects me. Right? It affects all of us. The price of food, the price of inflation and everything else, oil and everything else. And it is part of the Great Reset. Of course it is. It is all scripted and is all part of it. You got to have a boogeyman and people have to be... There's two things. Problem. Let's remember this class. Problem. Reaction. Solution. The Hegelian dialectic, right? But guess what? Putin's not a good guy. He's a bad guy. Zelensky's not a good guy. He's a bad guy. Working for a lot of worse guys. Michael said a cheap 11-gallon four-cylinder car for me. Not with seven kids. Not with 11 people in your family. Not happening. But anyway, I don't want NATO to remove Putin. I think they ought to leave him alone. Guess what the best thing they could do? Leave him alone. That's why they should have stayed out of there in the first place. See, here's the thing. Here's what people don't understand about the New World Order. Again, there's bad guys and there's worse guys. Bad guys, worse guys. These independent people that don't want to be ran by the Bushes and those high level people, right? They don't want that. See, you have to understand, they're all going to follow the spirit of Antichrist. They're all going to eventually give into that spirit, right? They're all going to do that. But there's holdouts out there that they want the piece of the pie. Like people said, Donald Trump was different. Yeah, Donald Trump wanted it for America. You don't understand. Donald Trump's not, he wasn't really against the New World Order like that. Donald Trump wanted America to run the New World Order. Bush wanted America to run the New World Order. His family. So that's why all these factions do what they do. Because it's all infighting. That's right, Fabian. It's a different flavor. A different flavor. Right, there wasn't any war with Trump. That's right. I agree with that. There wasn't. Why? Because he wanted America to be successful, and he knew why, for his own personal agenda. But I look at it as what did it accomplish? You know, what did it accomplish? They all are. Oh, I think people like Putin and those kind of guys, they want it for them. They want the piece of pie for them. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. No, Jesuits don't take vows of poverty. That's not true. There's a difference in a Jesuit priest and a Jesuit coadjutor. There's a difference. A Jesuit priest is a priest that works as a Jesuit. That's a Jesuit. A Jesuit coadjutor works with them, and they're millionaires, billionaires. It could be anything. And by the way, them Jesuits ain't that poor either. It baffles the mind that people think Trump was actually something good. Somebody said Biden's too weak and effeminate. No, Biden's playing a role. Biden's playing a role, just like they all do. Right? He's playing a role. Fulfilling a role. Why am I saying this to you? Because here's what I don't want for anyone that listens to me or anybody out there, period. Don't fall for the hysteria. Don't play into it. Don't get caught up in there. Look, I don't hate Russia, and I don't hate Ukraine, and I don't want any of them to die. I don't want any of them to die. I feel sorry for those people over in Russia. Right? The Jesuits are not a joke. The Jesuits are absolutely real, and what they do is absolutely real, Michael. And you are very uninformed about what you're talking about. I can guarantee you. Fordham University is a Jesuit university. It is not. It is not a Protestant university. And it really doesn't matter if it is Protestant or not. Because the Jesuits have Protestants. The Jesuits have Protestants that work for them. And I can prove that by J.A. Wiley's work on Protestants, or work on the Jesuit order. You can go back and read it. I know exactly what I'm talking about. You won't shake me on that, man. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we won't get into an argument about the Jesuits today. Michael, you're very naive about what you're talking about. You really don't have a clue what you're saying. I'll be honest with you. You don't know what you're talking about. I would stop talking because you're going to look foolish if you keep doing that. You really are. Anyway. But, oh, the so-called Jesuit oath was debunked. Oh, okay. Let go of my pride? Why don't you get off of my broadcast? Why don't you do that? Why don't you get off of my broadcast? Who asked you to come here and try to teach people? Why don't you get out of here? Because guess what? No one came on here to hear you talk. Now, did they? See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Okay, anyway. When somebody comes on here defending Jesuits, get off. Like, get off. You're not going to defend Jesuits here. You're not going to tell me that the Jesuit order is not real. You're just not going to do that. Right? No way. You're not going to do that here, man. I've been through too much of that stuff. You won't be playing games with me. Anyway, we'll keep moving on. But don't fall for their games. Don't fall for it. Don't hate Russia and don't hate the Ukraine and don't hate these people. Pray for these people. Don't have this desire to go to war and kill Russians and fight and do all. Don't fall for that stuff. They're creating this scene of people for you to hate. Don't do that. Don't be a part of that. That's what, don't get engaged with that. Right? That's not our fight. That's not our battle. That's not our war. See through the deception of these things. First it was, or last time, it was COVID. COVID's going to kill you. Now it's Putin. The whole world's got to rise against Putin and kill him. Let me say this again for people. Is Putin a good guy? No, I didn't say he was. He's a bad guy. But there are worse guys. And usually they're in the White House. Anyway, that's... Usually they're fat, gross pedophiles in Congress that steal all our money and spend it overseas and kill brown people in the sand for fun.
Ouch! Right? Usually they're in Congress and they make like millions and millions of dollars off of us! But they got some... There's an Russian oligarchs over there, and they're really bad people. Really? Because I think the worst people are on stick in Congress and the Senate. That's what I think. I think they're all getting to be millionaires and billionaires off of us and off of our children. And I think Minnesota has a $9.2 billion surplus. But you're going to tell me that Russia's going to get me? Right? Russia's going to get me? Again, I'm not saying that these people are good. They're not. I know worse ones. One of them heads the Senate. Way worse. Right. Members of the Bohemian Grove, bunch of pedophiles and everything else, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you know the Jesuit oath has been debunked? Oh, by who, Jesuits? Anyway, all right. So, that's the beginning. That's just the rant. We're actually going to get into the Bible. Amen? We're going to get into the Word of God. What I'm warning you of is don't fall for this. It's another you're all going to die. It's another catastrophe. Right? But that they stroked up. Remember, we were told Biden was going to stop Russia. He was going to be the hero. By the way, I'm still trying to figure out why Michael accused me of pride when I told him that about the Jesuits. Don't you think it's kind of weird? Like, what's proud about that? All I did was tell you the truth. And that he needed to stop making things up. Oh, the Jesuits aren't real. Oh, really? Really? You know, it's interesting to me that when you go all the way back, which I wasn't planning on talking about the Jesuits at all, I'm not gonna, but when you go all the way back to J.A. Wiley's work on the history of Protestantism, J.A. Wiley wrote very extensively. Remember I started reading you the first part of the Jesuits from J.A. Wiley? Do you guys remember that? Man, I should go back to doing that. We should finish that, shouldn't we? Do you guys remember that? Who was here listening to me when we started that? I did one broadcast on that, or two maybe, of the Jesuits. You remember that? Man, that was good. I should go back and do that. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Anyway, we'll have to finish that, won't we? We're going to have to go back and do that. Man, I can't wait till everything's at my house and I don't have travel time and it's at the Southern Command Center. I got to rename that. I don't know what I'm going to call that yet. I'm going to call it something cool, though. Whatever it is, it's going to be cool. And I'm going to have a lot of fun stuff that I'm going to be doing. So you keep praying about that. All right? I'm not going to get into all the spooky stuff about Putin, about Zelensky, and about all these other things because it really doesn't matter. Because it could be COVID, it could be Zelensky, it could be Putin, it could be Hulk Hogan, it could be Andre the Giant, it could be the Ultimate Warrior. Right? It could be Trump versus Vince McMahon in the shave your head match at WrestleMania. You know, it could be any of them. Right? Do you think Rasputin and Putin are the same person? No. I don't think so. I don't think so. That was a guy from Russia? Ezekiel 38, Gog and Magog. I don't know. I'm not convinced 100% of any of those things. You know what I mean? About some of that, I should say. All right. Or King Kong Bundy. Or The Undertaker versus Kane in a cage match. It could be any of those guys. And you're all going to die. And here's the next thing that's going to be sure that you're all going to die. So when I saw the whole world against Putin, and I'm like, okay, so all these people are like against him. Like, why? Why do they all hate him? Well, one thing, he doesn't like sodomites. That is true. Like, they have no rights over there in Russia at all. He don't play games over there with that. Right? Okay. Now we're going to get to Bible, though. Do you remember the Twin Towers when the Twin Towers went down? Do you remember that? Oh, man, that was bad. Mark chapter 13. And I want to play a cool song for a minute. That's what I want to do. Let's see here. Oh, I like that song. This one.
My precious Savior suffered pain and agony.
He bore it all.
Freely bore it all
that I might live.
He broke the bonds of sin and set the captive free.
He bore it all that I might live.
In his presence live. He bore it
Jesus
all
bore
that
it all.
I might see his shining face.
He bore it
freely
all
bore it all
that I might live.
I with him might live.
I stood condemned
to die,
but Jesus truly took my place.
He bore it all
that I might live.
In his presence live. They placed a crown of thorns upon my Savior's head.
He bore it
freely
all,
bore it all
that I might live.
I with him might live.
By cruel men with spear,
his side was pierced and bled.
He bore it
all
that I might live.
In his presence live.
He bore it
Jesus
all,
Jesus bore it all.
I might see his shining
face.
He bore it
freely
all,
bore it all
that I might live.
I with him might live.
I stood condemned
to die,
but Jesus truly
took my place.
He bore it
all
that I might live.
In his presence live. Up Calvary's hill in shame the blessed Savior trod.
He bore it
freely all, bore it
all that I might live.
I with him might live. Between two thieves they crucified the Son of God.
He bore it
all
that I might live.
In his presence live.
He bore it
Jesus
all
bore
that
it all.
I might see his shining
face.
He bore it
freely
all
bore it all
that I might live.
I with him might live.
I stood condemned
to die,
but Jesus
truly
took
my place.
He bore it
all
that I might live.
In his presence live.
Amen. He bore it all. Christ bore it all for us. Boy, I'll tell you what, that news I heard today is so sad. But you know what? The answer is right here that I'm going to give you. Here's the answer that God has for us, right? With all these things that befall us and that come in these end times. There's two end times duties that you and I have. So I want you to turn to Mark chapter 13. And verse number, I think it's 32. Let's look here. Here it is. Verse 33, actually. But we are going to talk about this, and we're going to go through the scriptures here and have a good Bible study here. So hope it's a blessing to you. Hope it'll help you. And I think it will. You know, there's a lot of things going on in people's minds and hearts today. And the Bible talks about men's hearts failing them for fear. And God's word warns us about that. And Mark chapter 13 has the answer for us. The scriptures have the answer for us in these times. Okay? So let's get right into it. Mark chapter 13, verse number 32. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. So Jesus is warning us, right? Jesus is warning us of some end times duties that we have. Watch and pray. In these times that we live in, God's people are to take heed. It says here, take heed. There it is right there. Take heed. Pay attention. Be alert. Be awake. Be mindful. Give earnest attention to. Take great caution and care. It's a double exhortation that is given here from the scriptures. Watch. That's the first command we're given here. Besides take heed, we're to watch. We're to watch. That means that, you know what that watch means? It means attendance without sleep. It means a close observation, to guard, vigilance, for keeping or protecting against danger. Part of watching is to be sober. Not to be taken with the cares of this life, but to be sober-minded. 1 Thessalonians 5. We're going to go there. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that the day should overtake you as a thief, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. He's not talking about physical sleep. He's talking about spiritual sleep, spiritual slumber. To watch is to guard against spiritual slumber. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Yeah, there's an application that can be made for drinking booze and sleeping it off and partying. But what he's talking about is he's comparing spiritual sleep with physical sleep. And he's saying, they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that are drunken are drunken in the night. But you and I are to watch. We're to watch. We're to be sober. And we're to watch. Part of that is a sobriety. Soldiers who are put on watch. And that's what you're to do. 1 Peter. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Sober, sobriety, watching, attentive, paying attention. No spiritual slumber, no sleepy soldiers, no sleepy saints. We are given the exhortation to watch. In these times,
not to be distracted by the cares of this life, not to be taken by the news media, by war with Putin, by war with COVID, by war with all these other things. But to watch and to be sober. The Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keeping your heart is to put a guard upon your heart, to put a watch about it, so you're paying attention, so you're not distracted. But you're paying attention to what's going on around you. Romans chapter 13. The scriptures, Paul's giving the same exhortation as Peter. Peter's giving the same exhortation as Christ. Romans chapter 13, verse number 11, we'll start there. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. You're to put on the armor of light in this world. Casting off the works. He's talking to saved people. He's not talking to lost people. He's not talking to lost people. He's not telling you that, oh, well, you need to be saved. No, he's talking to saved people. He's telling, Romans 13 is explaining to saved people how they're supposed to deal with civil government, the first table of the law, the second table of the law. Wait, are you saying, preacher, that there could be sleepy saints at the wheel? Yeah. Sleepy soldiers that are not on guard. Say, preacher, you mean I could actually, like, so then I'm backslidden and I'm asleep and I'm not paying attention and I'm not focused on what I should, and I'm distracted by the cares of this life and I'm distracted by different things, or I'm not on fire for God, but I'm kind of sleepy and dopey and I'm not following? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. That's what God's saying. There's this exhortation. What do we have? 1 Thessalonians. What we just talked about. Then we have 1 Peter. Right? And then we have Romans here. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Christian, you are told to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I thought I was going to automatically be spiritual, preacher, and I thought I was automatically, everything was just going to automatically happen. And there were times that I'd always be zealous, and I'd always be on fire, and I'd always be that way, and I'd never be sleepy, and I'd never be distracted, I'd never be tired, and I'd never have to stir up that gift that was in me. But I would never be that way. But the Bible says, yes, you will be that way. There's going to be times that you're going to get that way. And you got to get right with God, and you got to wake up, and you got to watch, and you got to be sober, and you got to be paying attention. Right? You got to be paying attention. Jesus said the same thing. Take ye heed. Watch. Watch. You better watch. You better pay attention. You better be watching. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You're to watch. Why? There's a lion about. You got to watch. You got enemies, friend. You got to watch. You got some real enemies. You got You got a whole satanic kingdom out there. Ephesians chapter 6 tells you to put your armor on. You got enemies. Romans chapter 13 tells you to put on the armor of light when you're walking in the dark. Amen? You got to put on the armor of light when you're walking in the dark. When you're walking in a dark world, you put on the armor of light. That's what the Lord's telling you to do. Put on the armor of light. Right? To be sober. No spiritual slumber. No sleepy soldiers. A watchman is a man set for a guard to espy the approach of an enemy. 18 times that word watchman is used in the scriptures. 12 times watchmen is used. God's men are to watch, to be watchful. Our church, the name of our church is Old Paths Baptist Church, right? Jeremiah 6. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Jesus said, take ye heed and watch. He says to watch for his coming, to watch for the enemy, to watch for the other sheep, to watch against sin, to watch against slumber, to watch against pride, to watch against the wiles of the devil. We're to watch. We're to be alert. We're to be on guard. We're to watch. It's one of the main things a pastor does. He watches. I talked about that last week, last Wednesday. That we're to watch. The pastor is to be a watchman, right? I don't have that up there yet. Tonight I'll be... The broadcast of King David eradicating the giants from Sunday will be on there. It'll at 7 p.m. in about 3.5 hours. That'll debut on there on a premiere. But I got to put some of those other ones on there anyway from last week. It doesn't appear they're on there, but I'll put that on there when I'm done with this broadcast. Okay, but we got to watch, right? We got to be sober-minded. We got to watch. We got to be awake. We got to be paying attention to what's going on. You're to be looking out for your family. You're to be looking out for your marriage. You're to be looking out. You're to be watching. Be sober-minded. Not to be taken and consumed by this world. But you're to watch. Yep, Carl, it's from this last Sunday. But I got to put last Wednesday's sermon on. I didn't see that it wasn't on there. I'll have to add that for tomorrow. We're to watch. The next thing we're told to do is to pray. Mark chapter 13. Take ye heed, watch, and pray. You know, friend, the best thing you can do when you don't know what to do is to pray. The best thing when you think you know what to do is to pray. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And if you're watching, you're going to know what to pray for. If you are watching like you're supposed to, if you and I are watching like we're supposed to, then we know what to pray for. Right? We know what to pray for if we're watching. Jesus warned his disciples to watch and to pray. Matthew 26, let's look at why he said that. Verse 41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus said, watch and pray. That ye enter not into temptation. You know what happened to Peter? He was sleeping when he should have been praying. He was sleeping and he was supposed to be praying. Right? And if you and I do that, the same thing will happen to us. If we don't watch and pray, we're going to enter into temptation. You know, we can be easily fooled when we're not praying, when we're not close to God. It's one of the end times duties for us to pray, to overcome temptation, and in the midst of temptation, we're to pray. You know, here's the thing. Ephesians chapter 6 warns us. Ephesians chapter 6 warns us to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Look at part of the armor. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Look at this. Here's part of your armor. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. You and I are to pray always. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication. That means to pray for others, right? Prayer must be joined with all other graces. I like what one person said. Prayer must buckle on all the other parts of the Christian armor. Prayer must buckle on all the other parts of the armor. It must be joined. Sometimes there's set and solemn prayer. But sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes you're going to be praying on the run. Sometimes you're going to be praying at times when there are people all around you and you're praying. There's solemn prayer. There's sudden prayer. There's secret prayer. There's public prayer. There's private prayer. There's solitary prayer. There's prayers for mercies. There's prayers of thanksgiving. We need to pray. You know, the disciples didn't ask Jesus to show them how to do miracles. They did ask Jesus to teach them to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. God's people need to know how to pray. God's people need to pray. If you're a Christian and you're not praying, you're in trouble. You know, you ought to abide in prayer through all discouragements, through all trials, through all tribulations, through all things, you ought to be praying. That's your duty as a Christian, to pray. To seek God's face. To cry out to the Lord in prayer. There is solemn prayer that lasts all that lasts for hours, or that is set aside that may last all night. There is prayers that may last, but there are simple prayers and petitions lifted up to God. That you and I may do lifted up to God. Short prayers or long prayers. There isn't one way to pray. You know, sometimes you'll get it in your mind, if you're not careful, you'll say, well, I don't have an hour to pray, so I'm just not going to pray, because anything else isn't real prayer. I had some guy tell me that one time. He told me that I told him I prayed on my way into work, and I had a 45-minute drive, and I said, well, that's when I pray, right? That's when I pray, is when I have that 45-minute drive, right? And he said, well, that doesn't count. Well, for it not counting, God sure does answer my prayers. You should be praying all day. There'll be times when you ladies, mamas a lot of times don't have a free hour in the day. They don't have that much time. They're nursing babies, taking care of, they can pray while they're nursing, right? But when they're up running around taking care of children, they don't have an hour sometimes. But you know what they can do? They can pray and ask God to help them. Oh, Lord, I just want to pray for my husband right now. I just want to pray for my church right now. I just want to pray for this right now. And then, boom, they're doing dishes over here, and they're praying, Lord, please help my family. Please help my son. Please help my daughter. Please help me with this work I'm doing. Please help the church. Please help my family members. Or, you know, working outside for a few minutes, or you're driving down the road, or you went to the gas station, or you're driving... Or you're in some place and you're not comfortable with it. You don't like it, right? Some place you don't like, right? Some place that's not very good. Or, you know, during your workday, oh, Lord, help me not to see anything bad when I'm going into this place. I don't want to go in here. Lord, help me, help my eyes not to behold any evil. Lord, protect my eyes and my heart. Help me when I'm doing this. Lord, help me when I'm doing that. Lord, you're pumping gas at the gas station. You know, you're sitting there pumping gas. You pray out to the Lord. Lord, let me just take a few minutes to pray. And ask God to help you with something, or ask God to bless you, or ask God to meet your needs, or whatever the case may be, or pray for somebody else. There isn't just one type of prayer in the Bible where it's like a 1 to 3 hour block, and that's all there is. No, there's many different prayers in the Bible. Yes, there's days, or there's times where, you know, fasting and prayer and longevity and things. Yes, there are things like that. But sometimes there's quick, simple prayers, right? Always praying. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, right? Praying for other saints, right? Pray. Today I went for a walk for 50 minutes and I prayed, and I'm going to do some more praying on my way home. Right? Walked 3 miles and prayed the whole time. Walked 3 miles yesterday, prayed the whole time. Right? But then sometimes maybe I've been in the car before with my children on a trip and I couldn't get alone. We're in the car, we're driving 10 hours. I told my wife, honey, tell them I'm praying. I got to pray. You tell the kids that I can't talk to them right now. I'm going to be praying. And I pray for an hour, 45 minutes or whatever it is, and I'm praying and I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm just talking to the Lord while I'm driving down the road in the middle of nowhere, praying. Right?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a mother that has 5 minutes of doing some laundry or 15 minutes doing some laundry or folding some clothes and praying and taking that time to pray. Right? That's prayer. The Bible, you know, the Bible instructs us to pray. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. So what's the scriptures telling you then? If you don't pray, you will faint. You know why a lot of people faint? Because they're not praying. That's why. Now, Jesus left us a parable in Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13, verse number 34. Jesus explains. He says, take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. And then he says, for the Son of Man. Now, I'm not correcting the King James Bible. I'm correcting your understanding. I'm trying to get you to understand what that word means. Not the Bible's right. That word for is a perfect word. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm explaining to you what that word means. Just like if you ask me what it means, what the word knoweth means, I would explain to you what knoweth means. Well, that word for the Son of Man, that word for, it means because. The same thing as what we would call because, okay, in this context. For the Son of Man, or he's saying because the Son of Man, right? In modern vernacular, you know, you and I, if we were talking, we'd say, take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Because the Son of Man, you know, for the Son of Man. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left it. See, we're so shallow in our understanding. We think for means the same thing in each time it's used because we're just basically ignorant. We're just basically ignorant. Our education level and our understanding of things is ignorant compared to the superiority of the King James Bible. So that's why I'm explaining it like that. I'm not correcting it. I'm not changing any words. I'm explaining the words, right? He says, take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man, which means because, right? Because for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Jesus here calls himself, he gives the example of why you're to watch. Four times he talks about watching. Jesus calls himself the Son of Man who took a far journey, being fully God, fully man. He came from heaven. He made himself a man. He left his house. The church is the Lord's house. Right? It's called the house of the Lord many times if you study it out. The house of God. Right? He left his house. He's on a far journey. You won't see him until he returns. He gave authority unto his servants. We are the Lord's servants. That authority is power and oversight. Every man has his specific work that he must do in the church. All are servants, all have some authority in Christ. But the porter is like the pastor of the church. It's a picture of the pastor. He's in charge of the door or the gate. All of us are to be watchmen and to watch. But he charges the church, he charges the pastor, right, to watch. Commanded the porter to watch for the master. He's illustrating this. Do your duty and watch. Four times, Jesus tells us, four times, watch in this parable, in this section. Four times. Why? There are four watches. When men are sleeping, we're to be watching. Right? Jesus outlines the watches, right? I think I got it right here. Hold on.
Maybe
That's okay. But they're right here in the text. Watch this. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh. Look at the watches. At even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. At even, at midnight, at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Four night watches. He's talking about in the night. So he's giving you, he's saying, you know not what hour. Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. You don't want to be sleeping in your spiritual walk with God. You want to be watching. You want to be paying attention. You want to be on guard. They that are drunken are drunken in the night. Lest coming he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. He's saying, your duty in these end times is to watch and to pray. Why? Because temptations are coming. Wars and rumors of wars are coming. Sickness and pestilence and diseases and nation rising against nation. All those things are coming. All those things are here. Right? All those things are around us. So he's telling us to watch. He's telling us to be sober-minded and to be praying. Pray without ceasing. The Bible warns us to be instant in prayer, right? I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Paul said, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. He said in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, brethren, pray for us. Pray. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest. Right? Paul's telling them to pray. Right? The importance of prayer. Right? Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. What does that mean, continuing instant in prayer? Let's look at that. Instant. Urgent. Earnest. Immediate. Right? Instant in prayer. Quick. A point in duration, a moment, right? Instant in prayer. Fervent. Pressing. Urgent. Earnest. Right? Praying always with all prayer. Always in every prayer of mine, Paul talked about. He talked about prayer. Be careful for nothing. Look at this. This is what you're supposed to be doing, you and I. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What are you supposed to be doing? Praying. You're supposed to be praying. If you want the peace of God to keep your minds, right, and your hearts, he says, pray. Pray. Right? You're to pray. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effectual prayer, fervent prayer. Peter says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Why is Peter doing that? Why is Peter giving that exhortation? Because he knows. Right? But the end of all things is at hand. Peter fell asleep when he was supposed to be praying. Could you not tarry 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Well, Peter didn't do that, and he entered into some major temptation. And that's why Peter warns us in his epistle, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Watch unto prayer. Be awake, watching unto prayer. Be praying, be awake. Pray about the situations around you. Pray about what you see in the world. Match it up with the scriptures. Don't match it up with what the political pundits are telling you. How you're supposed to hate all these people. How you're supposed to be in fear with all these people. How you're supposed to be afraid. How you're supposed to run around in fear and hate all these other people. And you're all going to die. No. You and I aren't to be carried about with these people. We're not to be carried about with all of them. We're to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. For the flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We're to pray. We're to pray without ceasing. Right? Always to be in prayer, right? Always. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. That's what God has commanded us to do.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free, and his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he cares for me. His eye is on the sparrow, And I know he cares for me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches.
Amen. His eye is on the sparrow. Well, everybody, I think that's going to be it for now. But I'll probably be doing a broadcast at the end of the week from my house. And the reason for that is just the roads, and not to mention the we're supposed to have a storm coming at the end of the week. So I don't know when that's going to be exactly. But, we will just... be in prayer about that, and just also gas prices and things like that. It's a lot easier to do it from there with the prices of fuel and everything that's getting more expensive as we go here. But anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but we'll see what the Lord does. But anyway, God bless you all. Take care. If you want to pray for us, please do. If you would like to support the ministry, please do. Pray about what the Lord would have you to do. If you want to give to our ministry, you can send something PayPal to salvationpreacher@gmail.com, or you can send it to PastorCooley@iCloud.com, or you can mail us something. Our address is at the bottom of the page on our sermon audio page right here. And or you can give Apple Pay or a number of different ways that the Lord... would have you to do, whatever it is that God would have you to do, you know, anyway, but pray for us, all right, because we definitely need that, but I appreciate it, and God bless you all, take care of yourselves, and we will talk to you towards the end of the week, probably Friday, I would think, but we'll see. Anyway, you pray for our